It's time to warm up before the game. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
And welcome to Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF. I'm Mike Lewis, along with DJ on the ones and twos. And, of course, Paul Browning, Colorado Springs native, former NFL player. Paul, we have to ask you the question because this is your show. You came up with the name Pat and Go. What does Pat and Go mean?
Pat and Go is the warm-up. High school up to the NFL, it is the warm-up that we all do. So it's Pat and Go because it is the warm-up. Then we got to do Pat and Go before we even kick off.
So you can walk up to any football player and say Pat and Go and they know what it means.
They should know what it means, 100%.
Great explanation.
Welcome back to Pat and Go. I'm your host, Paul Browning. We're back. Week four. All right, we've got Mike Lewis. We've got DJ on the ones and twos. Like I said, I'm your host, Paul Browning. And I love...
Normally, this would be a quarter of the way through the season.
Normally, right? Normally.
Yes.
But this is the quarter is coming up. It's coming to an end this upcoming weekend. We're done with September football.
I know.
We're in October.
Where'd it go?
Right?
Yes.
We've got Mike back. So glad to have you back, you know? It's always great to have Mike back. And we're ready to get back into things real quick. I do love that you've got the pink on for October.
Yes, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's pink and blue. Because guys can get it too.
Yeah. So not just for the women, but all love to everybody who goes through breast cancer, and always our prayers are out to those who are battling right now.
Don't feel ashamed. If you feel something, go get it checked out.
100%. Time to get into week four. This is the high point.
It's time for the high point, recapping all the highlights from the past week.
Brought to you by Lavish Lashes and Hair, hair, clothes, and fashion at its best. Make an appointment at 719-367-7538. All right, let's just a quick recap. Shoot, last Thursday, Jags, Bengals. Bengals getting there. They take home the victory. Jags with another zero.
I was in bed by halftime, so I missed all the good stuff. Well, I had to watch on the highlight reel.
Yeah, no, because the game really got cracking really towards the end of it. The Bengals able to come out with the W 24-21. And
Jaguars scratching their head going, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough. We'll see what happens. I know it was something about Urban Meyer talking to Vic Fangio a couple weeks ago, talking about, hey, you know, this isn't like preparing for Bama, preparing for, and it's like, yeah, man, this is not the NFL, buddy. This isn't college.
He didn't get to recruit his guys.
Yeah, he didn't get, you know, and you know, but with that being said, Urban Meyer is an excellent coach.
Yes.
But it's just, it's a different ball game. And I mean, we've seen Pete Carroll go from college to the NFL back in the 90s, not be very successful, go back to college, and he had to come back the second time to be successful again. So we're hoping everything goes good with Urban Meyer and the Jags, but they weren't able to take the win home. I guess my takeaway is the Bengals are
for real.
Actually, well, I'm not gonna say for real, but I think they're actually
they can really play.
They can play. They can play, and that could be a team that could. I mean, I could still see maybe a 9-8 coming from them, or a 10-7. But they're a team.
I see them as kind of a spoiler. You know, they're gonna mess up somebody's season.
100%. I totally believe in that. Getting back to last week.
Okay.
Getting back to last week. You know, we know we got to give some game balls out, right?
Okay.
Okay. So, Mike, I want to start with you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Let me make sure I've got my stats right. Yeah. It'll go to, how about Matthew Stafford, Rams?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so my game ball, 343 passing yards, 4 TDs, QB rating 134.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Game. Huge win over Tampa Bay, which let me add that we had the guests we had last week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had our fantasy insider, yes, Brandon Gray. He went 12-3. He went 12-3 last week. He did pretty good. He did pretty good. He picked the Chiefs. So he picked the Chargers over the Chiefs. He picked the Rams over the Bucks. I'll give him his props. We'll have Brandon on again sometime soon. Game ball.
My game ball is going to the Chicago Bears defense, holding them in that game, even though Justin Fields was under duress, to say the best.
Yeah, being there, the Bears defense being able to keep them in the game. We know that they didn't win against the Browns. That was, getting Odell Beckham back, you know, having...
But he didn't have many catches.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing is, Chicago Bears were playing good defense.
Yeah, but Nick Chubb, he got loose near the end, but, I mean, it's hard to contain that Browns team. I'm going to give my game ball to Mike Williams. Mike Williams, wide receiver for the Los Angeles Chargers. 7 receptions, 122 yards, 2 touchdowns. touchdowns. It's a heck of a compliment when your head coach says that you are the best player on the field.
Ooh, the entire field. Wow.
And you're playing the Chiefs. Almost made me forget that Keenan Allen is also on that team. This brings me to my next point. What's up with the Chiefs? Right? I mean, when it comes to what's going on with the Chiefs,
they are the magic
now,
gone?
Well, they're 1-2. I know I spoke on and said that, you know, they have a really tough schedule to start off. And I kind of anticipated where this was going to be. They were going to run into some issues. I didn't think they'd lose last week.
Right.
It's not. This isn't normal. This isn't normal to see them.
But that's
like
a good Chargers team.
That's a good Chargers team. And they've got even more tough games coming up.
And they've already played the Ravens. They've had big games.
Really? They should be 0-3. The Browns shouldn't have. The Browns dropped the ball. You guys have any takes on what's up with the Chiefs?
I just really think that they have gone into this season relying on that Mahomes magic, those sideways passes just working out. And they haven't this year. Ball has not bounced their way.
Yeah. They ended up signing Josh Gordon. That was something that they just felt like they needed to do. Don't know how that's going to pan out. Josh Gordon is a heck of a talent, but we'll see.
I was just going to say that what you said at the beginning of the season about they put all their eggs in one basket, maybe that's a good way to say it with Mahomes.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are waiting to play.
Yeah. Put them to bed, huh?
Well, that was one of his highlight games at the beginning of the season, as I recall.
Yeah.
He really wanted to see those Broncos take on the Chiefs.
Yeah. I like it. We're going to take a quick break. That was the high point, which we always want to say is brought to you by Lavish Lashes and Hair. Hair's clothes fashion at its best. Make an appointment at 719-367-7538.
And welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF. I'm Mike Lewis, along with DJ on the ones and twos, and of course, Paul Browning, the star of our show.
And I like it when you say it like that.
You are the star of the show.
Thank you. I couldn't do any of this without you guys. I really appreciate you guys.
But you're our go-to guy.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm the go-to receiver, man. Throw me the ball when you need help, throw me the ball, all right? I think it's time. It's time for us to throw a flag, all right? So this is going to be flag on the play.
Here's your flag on the play, covering the biggest stories and controversies leading up to kickoff.
So, Mike, I think me and you have come to a collective flag on the play.
We're going to go away from the NFL. We're staying with football, of course, and it's a local issue that's pretty big in Colorado Springs right now, and it's the Falcon High School football team.
Yeah. Details are still coming out. Yep. Things are still developing. A hazing and sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to say scandal, but just it's going on at Falcon High School. I wanted to throw a flag on that, because even at a young age, this game of football is supposed to teach you, when it comes to being a boy, how to teach you how to be a young man, how to work together with teams. I know women play football because this is a team building sport. It's something everybody can learn from. Everybody can be a fan of it.
It teaches you how to meet deadlines,
right?
Those skills.
The skills, like, football is a microcosm of life. I've always believed that. It's the greatest sport in the world for that reason. Conduct is always a huge thing for me when it comes to football players, football coaches. We're in the spotlight, whether you like it or not. Even at the high school level, when you're the jock, you're the football player, it's kind of things are expected from you. It's unfortunate that throughout time, the jock is the bully, or the jock is the, you know, the football player is this grandioso personality who doesn't treat anybody else good. And I think that is something that is troubling when it comes to the culture of football and when it comes to football players and how we conduct ourselves. So it's really important. I just, you know, just to voice that, you know, how should football players control themselves? How should we conduct ourselves? How do you overcome being in a locker room dealing with so much turmoil? Just what are your thoughts, first off, just on the whole thing?
Well, again, I want to reiterate what Paul said at the beginning. This is still under investigation. It's being done by the El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy. The school resource officer, I believe that school has been given the assignment to go ahead and interview parents, staff, coaching, and the players, of course. So it's, as we do this segment, we want you to know we're still dealing with a lot of unknowns.
Yeah. We're still getting the whole picture.
And the football team has just been, I guess, reinstated. They're able to start playing games and participating again.
Right. So again, it's an evolving story. But, you know, for me, what came to mind is, you know, we're coming off COVID.
Yeah.
So that changed last year's football, obviously. Yeah. And then you've got a team that is suspended. Paul, you played high school and college and NFL. What does that do to kind of shut down your season for a period of time being suspended? What does that do for the athletes and for the, you know, going to the championship? And what if you're a senior this year and you want to go to college? What does that do to you?
Yeah, it's and just putting it on top of that, you know, you're a high schooler. You don't get that back. At least the guys who are in college, they got that year back. You know, one, football is an outlet. So the high schoolers who, you know, they may not have had football, and that was that after school thing that I needed to get into, you know, so that I didn't get into trouble. You know, I know Falcon is a pretty nice area. So I would think that, you know, there's a lot of resources for the kids out there. But at the same time, you want to keep your kids busy, because if they're not busy, they're going to get into stuff, right? You know, learn that from when they're little, right?
I still had that problem.
I am a grown man, and if I have nothing to do, I will get in trouble. No, but that's just the takeaway for me, where when you remove a season for them after COVID, it can have a mental effect on a lot of kids. It can also be, it can take away, you're not in class as much. I feel like the whole world's been flipped upside down, and it's like the structure being ripped away, the seriousness of things.
But there's the social aspect as that is completely gone almost. Maybe they're talking a little bit on video games, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but the good thing, like when you're on a football team, obviously you're together, you're communicating, you're practicing, everything like that. I don't know all the details of how everything's going down or what it was or exactly what the hazing was, but to have these players, you know, having to deal with something like this now, after, right after COVID, and you're getting, you know, you get football taken away again. I feel bad for a lot of those kids, but at the same time, you got to be held accountable for whatever actions do when we figure out exactly what happened.
And Paul, let me jump in here too. Remember after 9/11, there was a Department of Homeland Security was formed, and we came up with a saying, see something, say something.
Right, yeah.
And in this situation, if you're a member of the team, I mean, this is what comes to mind. You're a member of the team. You see something going on that you know probably shouldn't be going on. Right. Matter of fact, we're dealing with some unknowns, but let's just say something happened.
Yep.
So you see something happen, you weren't part of it, but you don't say anything. How does that whole dynamic play? Because you don't want to, well, if you say something, then you're telling on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many issues here.
And that's, I think that was one of the things where there was some things weren't said. Talk about details. Some things weren't said because there were certain, didn't want some, you know, players to miss, you know, didn't want to, you know, hurt the team, basically.
Right.
And that is a real thing. Think about, you know, if you see somebody doing something like, but then I kind of don't want to report my teammate because we're teammates and we're supposed to have each other's back. But that's just not the right way to go about things. We got to hold ourselves to a high standard all the time, especially as football players. Like I said, you got the spotlight on you. So conducting yourself in a certain way is super important.
And especially if there's any involvement with the managers of the team and things
that. No, that's 100%. And you know what? On every single team I've been on, that's been a huge, especially when I was down at Puebla, it was so huge. It was like, do not disrespect the managers. Do not talk to the managers a certain way. That's not something that you're doing. They are here to work, and we will let you go. We will get you kick you off the team. You will not have a scholarship. You mess around with stuff like that. It's really hard to regulate that at the high school level, because it's high school, man. I mean, you just want to let them have fun.
Right.
You know, we're just playing to play. We're not playing for money. We're not playing for scholarships. Everybody gets to be on the team.
And above all, I hope that we learn some things and get some pieces in place to make this easier for kids.
Yeah.
Even if it's some sort of online form where they get that kind of solution. I don't know if that exists or anything.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is it's just that accountability.
Right.
When you're able to hold your whole entire team accountable, you're the star on the team. I know I don't want to jeopardize things for my team, so I don't get into things. Or I know that I've got to be the leader on the team. I've got to help my guys navigate when we're at this party. Plenty of times I was in college or in high school, and there's a fight getting ready to break out, and I got to round up all of our college guys, so they're all our football guys, so we can get out.
Can't be here.
Hey, we don't need to be here. And now affects how we look, the image of our team.
Right.
Now we're thugs. Now we're this. Now we're that. You know, and that's the last thing you want to put your team. Because we're not indicting anybody. Details are coming out.
Yeah.
But it's just conduct. Is such an important thing. We've seen what happened with Penn State. We've seen what happened in, you know, so many different instances of being in a locker room and different things are going on, especially reaching out to the young guys, a message to the young guys, be careful with the decisions that you make in high school. Mm-hmm. There's so much more of your life that's left. So just be careful what you do. I know that we all make mistakes, things happen, but you know, you just always be thinking that the future, there's so much more for you in the future. So
and you can learn from this.
Yeah, totally can learn from this. So That's a flag on a play. We're going to stop there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go under the hood. No. That was corny. But we'll go under the hood. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF.
Please like and subscribe on YouTube channels, KPPF Radio 1040 AM, and Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Don't forget that.
Oh, 100%.
This is the NFL, which stands for not for long when you make them calls. I'll be selling groceries.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, you know, we got to my left DJ on the ones and twos. Let's get it. We've got Mike Lewis. All right. For those who are watching on YouTube, please make sure you like, subscribe, comment, share, whatever you got to do. Do all of those things, all the content that we're giving you. But make sure you subscribe to KPPF 1040 AM and also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Both of those pages are available to you. Obviously, you're probably watching on YouTube right now. So and make sure you subscribe.
The cool thing is we're going to do some behind the scenes stuff too. Doesn't actually make it to the radio.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And you guys will be able to see a little bit about that.
And it's all family friendly, by the way.
Yeah. Sure. There's no behind the scenes stuff that is explicit. 100%. I promise you that. So I think it's time that we go under the hood.
It's time to go under the hood. We're taking an in-depth look at the topics on and off the field that shape our game.
Going under the hood this weekend, I wanted to jump into the fact that we're done with September. Okay. Mm. A whole month of football has been played.
This is where you evaluate.
All right. October, this is a make or break month. A lot of teams can fall off here. Yeah. You've got four games coming up that can really shape you, you know, and who you are as a team. So I wanted to go under the hood when it comes to those NFL standings and this after a month of football. What are we seeing? We have five teams that were playoff teams last year that are under 500.
Mm-hmm. But are they still in it?
100%. So I wanted to see what you guys thought. The teams that we have that are under 500 currently are the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Bears, the Seahawks, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Texans, the Eagles, the football team, the Vikings, the Falcons, the Jets, the Colts, the Jags, and the Giants. You can replay that if you need to on YouTube if you miss those teams.
But I'm gonna jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I know this kind of goes against maybe what we talked about earlier in the show and your thinking, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
As they're 1-2 now.
Yeah.
But I'm not counting them out. I think if you count the Chiefs out, you're making a big mistake. And as a Bronco fan, I've seen that happen over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember there was a run 2008, 2009 where the Chiefs would lose a bunch of the games at the beginning of the season and then they'd make a run at the end of the season. And the Chargers would do it too.
Win like AFC five West. In a row and like, what happened?
And then the Broncos, who were in first place, would just end up missing out on the playoffs. So yeah, no, I think that's very wise. Do you have a.
I do. I have the Seahawks and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, yes.
The way the Eagles are running the ball and Hurts is coming along. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have it all perfected, but we're four games in.
Yeah. Even with that really bad loss to Dallas, I still think Philly is a pretty good team and they're able to make some plays.
Dallas is good.
I really like where you're going there. I think Seattle easily be 3-0.
Still my MVP right there.
Russ is still the. Yeah, yeah. And here's what I'll say before I jump into mine. I like each one of you guys' picks. The Chiefs, they're definitely contenders, and we always got to watch out for them. I just think the division that they play in may be the best division in football. For them to still come out on top, and I think the Chiefs, they run the same offense. They're the same team that we've seen since 2018. Until they get that running game going, until the playmakers on the outside really start making some plays, hence to why they signed Josh Gordon. But, I mean, Tyreek Hill, everybody knows who he is. So, defense is, you know, there's somebody deep. So then, you know, he's not going to run by it. You may bracket Travis Kelce, you may double team him, whatever that may be. But the other players need to start making plays. NFC West, one of the toughest divisions in football when you have Arizona, you have the Rams, you've got the Niners. So very tough teams. I think the Eagles probably have the best position being in the NFC East, even though Dallas may be clear front runner. I'm going with the Vikings. Also very easily could be 3-0. They lost a very close one to the Bengals beginning of that first game of the season. They are a team that they've got a lot of firepower. They've got their young receivers making plays. Kirk Cousins is very good with the football. He's very smart with football. And the way that they beat Seattle last week was, when I was seeing from that, I said, okay, that's a scary football. That's a really good football team. I think the clear front runner is Green Bay, but Green Bay is going through, you know, they're still figuring it out too. Puts the Vikings in place where, okay, the Bears are, they're also trying to figure it out. Mm. And the Lions are definitely trying to figure it out. If the Vikings can put it all together, that may be a team that even though they're 1-2, they may still win that division. situation.
But what about Dalvin Cook?
That's and I understand that. But the Vikings as a whole team and all the talent that they have, I think they have so much firepower. I think Madison, the backup running back, he's a playmaker. What's one team on the other side, okay, over 500 that we can see as a pretender? We've got the Bills, Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, Titans, Bengals, Ravens, Browns, Cowboys, Rams, Niners, Cardinals, Packers, Panthers, and the Bucks and the Saints.
I'm just not seeing the Browns, and this was hard for me to. I've looked at all those teams and said, okay, but I just don't see it in the Browns. But we'll see if I'm right in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
end of October, come back and let's check the Browns.
Okay, I'm gonna definitely disagree with you, okay. And it's not no homer, not homer. All right, I just think the Browns have the way that their defense played last week against the Bears, and Myles Garrett, like I said, yeah, probably gonna be our defensive player of the year. We'll see what happens.
I'm saying the Saints are pretenders.
Okay, all right,
they are so up and down. Mm-hmm. If their defense doesn't play well,
yep,
and Jameis Winston, yep, which quarterback are you getting? Tampa Bay 2.0.
Yeah, I am with you as well. That's where I also went, okay, with this was with the Saints. When you can't figure out how to get Alvin Kamara the ball correctly, you get inconsistent play at quarterback. You know, obviously the Bucks are very clear front runners, but
they're missing Brandon Cooks.
Yeah,
that big play.
I really think, and then you see how the Panthers were able to dominate them. That's your division foe. Okay, when your division foe can play you and really, you know, kick you, you know, while you're down, that's a clear sign of
without McCaffrey.
Who you are without McCaffrey, right? So I think the Panthers are also figuring it out, but I went with the Saints here. But then we have a couple undefeated teams. All right, who is the best undefeated team in the NFL right now?
Broncos.
Give me a take, though.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. You're a huge Bronco fan. Well, is there a certain reason?
And they're not only undefeated in the season, they're preseason undefeated.
So they've just been winning. They've been just doing a whole lot of winning.
Yeah, and just think the team is coming together. I think there's been some pressure from above upper management to get this team turned around. Bronco fans, you know, we've had some couple bad years, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And I just think maybe Fangio's got it together. I just feel the vibe, and I saw the excitement in the stadium. I did get a feeling, and yes, I'm predisposed to say the Broncos because I'm a Broncos fan.
But
I admit it.
You picked the team MVP to be Von Miller.
Yes.
Von Miller is the defensive player of the month for the AFC. He's playing lights out football. That Broncos defense is playing lights out football. I can totally see what you're saying.
Well, I have the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm sure that's no surprise to anybody. But I also have the Denver Broncos, even though I feel like they're less tested schedule-wise.
Yes.
They're winning the games that are in front of them, which is what you have to do at this level.
Yes.
But they are less tested.
Yeah. I like where you guys are going with Denver, but I think very clearly the team to beat is the Rams. Very clear. I mean, they are the way they dismantled Tampa, the way they've been beating teams. And
as we've said before, there's no answer for Cooper Kupp.
Right. He's been nuts. And what was it? The Colts last week. Cooper Kupp playing lights out. Matt Stafford playing lights out. Great team that I think in is probably the best team that is in the NFL. Yeah, when you beat Brady like that, man, that's all I got to say. Let's start getting into some picks right after this break. For those who are watching on YouTube, do not forget to like and subscribe. You know the channels, KPPF Radio 1040 and Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Like, share, subscribe, do all those things. We're going to take a quick break.
And welcome back to Pat and Go with Mike Lewis, DJ on the ones and twos, and of course, our star, Paul Browning. Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF.
Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe to KPPF 1040 AM and Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Like, subscribe there, share that. We've got these great videos for you.
Well, you can listen to the old episodes are all on there. We're doing exclusive stuff that is only posted to YouTube.
That's right, 100%. You guys will be able to see that. Just like and share, subscribe, be able to see those things. Also, Podbean, you'll be able to hear the previous episodes as well. Time to pick them.
It's time for 50-50, our weekly predictions. These can go either way.
All right, 50-50 is brought to you by Castle Roofing, your pick for above all roofing needs.
719-799-0609. That's for Castle Roofing.
He's just so much better at the phone number. So it's like, dude, like, go crazy with that. No, I love it. Let's do these 50-50. Let's pick them, all right? So coming up, it is Sunday, October 3rd. First off, we have for the early games, we've got the Titans and the Jets on CBS. Where are we going?
This was easy for me. It's got to be the Titans. You know, the Jets are struggling. I even heard they were seeing if Joe Namath was available.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking the Titans. Derrick Henry is still in the lineup, and Jets have no defense.
Yeah, no, 100%. Pulling a 70-year-old out of retirement is nuts. I'm also going Titans. Lions. We've got the Chiefs at the Eagles.
I got the home team. The Philadelphia Eagles. I loved how they ran the ball.
And I got to stay true to myself of what I said about the Chiefs. We'll go with the Chiefs.
Definitely. I think the Chiefs are also going to come out victorious. That is still a really good football team. Then we're going to go Panthers, Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys, looking like one of the better teams in the NFC.
I'm taking the Cats.
Dallas. They may be hit Super Bowl bound.
Definitely. No,
I'm trying to make up some ground.
The Saints and Giants coming up. I'm going to end up going Saints. I think the Giants really got to figure it out. They've just been playing really sloppy, and they're letting me down because I said that they were going to be a wild card team. Not happening.
I've got the Saints as well.
I'm going with the Giants. They need to get a win. Definitely, I'm sure that that's a focus of what's conversation in the locker room right now. You know, the Saints have been up and down, so let's give it to the Giants.
The Saints are returning back to the Superdome. Lions at the Bears. I'm going to go Bears.
I'm taking the Lions because Justin Fields is just falling apart. They're even talking about moving to a different stadium next year, and that's all in talk for Chicago. So
yeah, well, I love Soldier Field.
The Bears.
Yeah, the Bears.
Yeah.
Browns, Vikings. I want to go with the Brownies.
I'm going with the Browns this time on this game.
Too much firepower. Nick Chubb's got it.
Okay, no, I like it. I like it. Texans and the Bills, of course. Josh Allen, he is my MVP. I've got the Bills.
I've got the Bills as well. I don't think the Texans have the quarterback situation figured out.
Yeah. Buffalo.
The Colts and the Dolphins. I want to hear who you got.
I've got the Dolphins at home.
Look, every time you've picked the Dolphins, I'm just saying they've lost. Two out of the three times they've lost. I am going to go with the Colts. I think the Colts are a very good football team. Their win is coming. They're 0-4 right now, but it's coming.
I'm going to go with Miami because I'm giving them home field advantage.
Washington heading out to Atlanta. I'm going to go Falcons.
I think the Falcons got their win last week, and I think Washington takes their turn.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with DJ on this one.
I'm going to go Washington as well. Okay, I like it. No, Washington plays some good football. We've got Seattle, 49ers. Seattle gets another win. I do like the 49ers. Seattle's just a great football team. I think Russ is going to put together with that team.
Russell Wilson.
Seahawks.
Landslide. Now, probably the game of the week. We've got the Cardinals and the Rams, two undefeated teams. I am going to go with the Rams. This is the best team in the NFL.
My Super Bowl pick is the Cardinals.
And that's why we call this one 50-50, because it's like, get home field advantage, Rams.
Yep, there it is. I like it. We've got the Packers and the Steelers. Packers.
I think the Steelers want to pull this one out. Steelers.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next week.
No, I got it. Broncos at home versus the Ravens. This is where a lot of people think the Broncos fall off. I am not one of those people. I love the home field advantage. Denver's going to do it.
Denver.
And I've got the Ravens because I'm a hater.
We've got the Bucks and the Patriots. Tom Brady returning home to New England. So much turmoil. So many things off the field. I can't wait for this one to happen. I am going with Tom Brady coming home and absolutely wrecking shop. The Rams had him in that little position where he's sitting and his head's down and he's thinking about how he's going to just destroy every single team that he plays next.
Tampa Bay just has too many weapons.
I'm going with Brady. You know that he wants this game probably more than any other game this season.
Yeah. And then heading to Monday night, we've got the Raiders. And they're heading out to Los Angeles to also play the Chargers. I'm going to go with the Chargers. We're going to go with the Chargers.
Going against you, DJ. I got to go with the Chargers.
Hey, I do want to add that I would love to see the Raiders win. So then the Raiders and the Broncos also win next week, because I would love to see 5-0 Broncos, 5-0 Raiders playing here in Denver. I would love to see that. That's going to do it for 50-50 and for Pat and Go. 50-50 is brought to you by Castle Roofing, your pick for above all roofing needs.
719-799-0609.
Love it.
For Castle Roofing.
I love it. So that is going to wrap it up for us, though, here in studio. I love this episode. This was excellent. Great having you back, Mike. So we've got Mike Lewis, we've got DJ on the ones and twos. I'm your host, Paul Browning. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, share. KPPF Radio, 1040 AM. That's where you're subscribing to. And also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. So much content. We've got some behind the scenes content for you guys as well. Don't forget to listen on Podbean and continue to see us grow and mature like my beard is doing. Pretty soon I'm going to be up there with DJ. I'm telling you, it's on its way.
I'll have to start working on that.
No Shave November is coming up.
It's on its way. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. We'll be seeing you guys next week.
This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.